opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for B. Mitch today. He'll be back tomorrow alongside JP. Taking your calls right now at 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. What do you make of the comments from Kevin Durant with Kay Adams talking about, hey, Micah Parsons, come on down to D.C. We'll see you in a couple of years. And Micah Parsons saying that he likes Dan Quinn, but nothing else. Would you see a chance? Could you see a chance in the future? Micah Parsons wearing the burgundy and gold, 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Comandante Tequila. Comandante, what's going on?
Nothing much, buddy.
I don't know what that was.
Yo.
Hey, Jim's thinking I lose him. I don't think so. You got money problems and everything's all tied up. Eventually, you have to lose players. And
appreciate the phone call, Commander. We gotta move on.
he know better.
That was a heck of a ride for 30 better. Seconds. Whatever that was wild. Let's get out to Nick in Maryland. Nick, what's going on?
Man, I just want to say, never say never. I've been talking about this for over 2 years, and I know I was trying to jump on the bandwagon and be first. But B. Mitch told me last week it would never happen. And guess what? I know it has not happened yet. I know that. But I've been waiting for this to come all the way through to fruition, and I'm hoping it does, to be honest with you, man. That would be the icing on the cake for this team. I really believe that. And I stopped hating the Cowboys to the point where I didn't want them on my team. When we started winning with some players from that team last year, our best rusher was the Cowboy. And it's a business now, man. It's been a business for a long time. I'm just now catching on. I'm 65 years old. But I think he would be a tremendous addition. Bottom line is never say never.
Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, is it likely? No. Could it happen? Certainly. I mean, like I said before, when you look at what Dan Quinn did when he got here, something that so many people talked about when he was hired as the head coach is how many people like this guy, whether it's working with him as a coach, whether it's coming to play for him. And I was like, okay, sure, that means something, but how much does it really mean? But I think you saw in year one, Bobby Wagner coming over, Zach Ertz coming over, the whole coaching staff staying into year two, basically. I think you saw that people like to be around this guy, and I think there is something to that. Now, you know, a caller last segment was basically saying, hey, he'll take less, and he'll be willing to come in here and play just so he can be happy with Dan Quinn. I'm not so sure about that because Myles Garrett, remember what was happening early this offseason with him, and it was basically, hey, I'm frustrated, I'm tired of playing losing football, get me out of here, trade me somewhere else, and then the The Cleveland Browns offered him $40 million a year, and he said, you know what? I've always loved playing in Cleveland. Suddenly, it doesn't feel so bad. That contract, 4 for $160 million with total guaranteed, it looks like of $123.5 million. Yeah, suddenly you feel a little bit better about yourself, saying, you know what, I'll stay where I'm at. So I'm not necessarily buying the idea that, oh, he'll take a big-time discount. Like, he's going to have to be paid top dollar to come play here. He's going to have to be paid top-of-the-market money, which Myles Garrett set at $40 million a year. I mean, you're going to be paying him $41, $42 million to come play here, not next season, but probably after that. And I think that could be a real possibility, but the tough part is I don't see Dallas letting him go. I think Dallas always has these bad negotiating tactics. Dallas always had these, they don't fully understand how to do the business of football, where generally, if you're earlier, if you're first, or at least one of the early ones, that's when you can get a deal. When you sign a guy who sets the market a lot of times, or at least is close to the top of the market, but then you end up with the deal because other people look at that the rest of the offseason and base their contracts off of that. They've ended up hurting themselves the last couple of years by doing this with CD. They did it with Dak. They're probably going to do it again with Parsons. And it always gets done. That's the common theme. But you end up in a spot where you're paying more than you probably should. And that's totally fine with me. I hope Dallas continues to do poor negotiating tactics, and I hope they suck. But I would love for Micah Parsons to end up here. I just don't think the likelihood is very high. But when you look at Micah Parsons, the player, he's one of the best in the league. In my opinion, if I had to start a team and that I was picking a defensive player to be my guy, it'd be Micah Parsons. He's that good.
Hey, yo, Toby, I got to say I agree with the last call or never say never. We never thought we would see...
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Brett Favre, not in the Packers uniform. We never thought we would see Tom Brady, not in the Patriots uniform. So it can't happen. It's the business. We never thought we would see Saquon Barkley in the Eagles uniform. It can't happen. And shoot, if it work out, we never know. We never know. Micah could see. What if we do go back to the NFC Championship this year? And he see like, oh, man, that team really competing for a championship. Maybe I would take a less pay. We never know.
Yeah, and I mean, the clear, obvious hole on this team right now is a legit pass rusher. There's no question about that. And he gives you some flexibility and that understanding that you've had success in that defense before, not even just the relationship that he has with Dan Quinn, but the relationship he has in terms of, I know I can fit into his defense and he's going to get the most out of me. I mean, maybe, but I wouldn't say that there's a high percentage chance that it happens, but I would absolutely love for that to be the case because I think the timeline too would work out where you could pay him a lot of money and you're going to have to pay him a lot of money, but maybe you could front load some of that before you have to pay Jaden, and Terry McLaurin is probably, assuming, you know, he's going to get his contract situation figured out. Terry McLaurin's probably coming off the books around the time that Jaden Daniels' contract is going to start kicking in, and that's going to be a ridiculous amount of money for him. So, yeah, I mean, there's always the possibility, and maybe he gets frustrated in Dallas, but I've never gotten the sense that he is frustrated with the Dallas Cowboys organization. Maybe he gets frustrated with the complacency where they're constantly middle of the road, and yeah, sometimes they win 12 games, but then they fizzle out in the playoffs. Maybe he gets to that point, but I don't know. I don't necessarily... So our first caller said that he doesn't fit the culture here, and I don't fully agree with that, but I also understand his point. I get frustrated by the amount of stuff that you see coming out of Micah Parsons' podcast. I wouldn't want that here. I wouldn't want to constantly be having to listen and watch and make sure that he's not saying anything to throw fuel on the fire for someone else. And the worst thing possible would be if this team lost to the Eagles, and next thing you know, some Eagles cornerback is on there chopping it up with him, talking about what's going on in football. I can't stand that sort of stuff. That's new age stuff. I get it. And that's kind of the new age media player personalities like mixing together. But that being said, that talented of a football player, sometimes you put up with some extra stuff, right? Like, sometimes you put up with a little bit of the drama, a little bit of the extra stuff, and I think this team has built a culture that they could probably bring someone like that in, and it would work out just fine. Let's get back out to the NBA. Will Kunkel from Houston going to join us next. Want to get his thoughts on Kevin Durant, the DMV native. He's on the move once again. He's going to Houston. Does that put Houston over the top in the Western Conference? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.